What up, what up, what up, what up? You know who it is. It's Money Stacks, the host of the Money Stacks podcast. Thanks for tuning in.
Before it comes on, Bang.
Yeah.
David Bowie.
Right.
Who's some? We already been through this. Let me switch up playlist.
Yeah, you might have to switch it up.
Yeah. Wow.
Switch it up. If you're just tuning in, this is the Money Stacks podcast. I'm your host, Money Stacks, and we got a special DJ with a special playlist for you to tune into. We just trying to curate this rainy day. So let's get ready to vibe out, listen to some tunes. And if you got any questions, once again, always hit that email or leave a voice message, and we will get back to you. Let's rock out.
Yeah, so my music is a huge different amount of taste because, you know, when you grow up in New York City in the 80s and 90s, like, from the hood, you don't really expect to have, like, I don't know, that kind of music taste. But radio was everything. Like, you didn't have anything but radio. Like, tapes was just coming out, like, Prince. Yeah, I gotta have a playlist for a week just off of Prince songs. Like, day and night mood. Somebody please tell me what the hell is wrong. Why you dump ashes on my table? What's wrong with you? Did you like the soundtrack to Purple Rain? Because it was like
Probably listened to it.
That's like, you know what
it's called? I'm not a Prince guy.
I know, but you had to be born a certain time to kind of really be a Prince.
I'm not a
benefit from the level of
what's
what
this
Prince
thing?
Really
Pastel
was.
Paisley Palace? Paisley Park?
Or I mean,
not a Paisley guy.
Yeah, but you had it.
Like, I might be though if I'm making love or something.
Right, well see, that's when you find your way to Paisley. Yeah. But everything's crazy there, right? But no, Prince, you had to be born a certain time. You had to have a certain kind of...
Yeah. You had to, like, Michelobes, kind of, I think.
Yeah,
if
I don't know. Like
if
that
you was
era,
a Michelob, I think you got to have, like, a Michelob taste.
No, you're not drinking
a Milwaukee.
Michelob with Prince.
Wasn't he from Milwaukee? Minneapolis. That's what I'm getting it mixed up with. Who's that?
That's the new generation.
Who is that?
That was Prince and the Revolution.
Oh,
so
that's
the Revolution
Prince.
Was Wendy, Lisa, and two other artists, two other gentlemen, but this was their music. They made it. Like, there was a band.
Yeah, that was that real...
Yeah, this was that...
That was that real cocaine music.
Listen, past cocaine, honey. Ooh. Cocaine was the next thing. Come
yeah, this was this. Coke and crack.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is coke and crack.
You're talking about you Michelob's getting old.
Yeah, this is coke and crack, right? Niggas is like this.
Yeah. I mean, what
up all night, like
exactly.
Like, where are we going? We gonna get there.
But it was the struggle. It wasn't where you were going. I think I had to also.
Where you wasn't going.
Where you weren't going. Right.
Where you weren't going. You was just speeding. Going nowhere. That was that era, you know. That's what defines the culture.
But it was rock and roll.
Yeah, they was trying. Yeah, they were still
rock and roll.
Very heavy, prominently.
Yeah, they were still switching it over to something that could be. I don't even know if R&B and rock and roll, they're not the same thing. But did they have a child? Would it be Prince and a couple of other artists?
Yeah, it would be
still
Prince.
Playing instruments weren't fully into, you know, hip hop is more bass and records, remixes,
it would be Prince.
And the keyboard.
Any nigga that had their ass cut out is a rock and roll child.
That too. So it's a mix.
Yes.
R&B,
and then he had the R&B.
Yeah, they weren't running around.
But his shit was more soul,
sexy,
I guess.
And yeah. Endogenous, in touch with
so R&B stemmed from this. But it was because R&B is more.
Now this is Prince in the same realm as the type of music
like
he's
raunchier.
Made with Do Me Baby, but maybe a little more raunchier because he was growing with that group. Like Prince was Prince because he caught the right generation of people to impress, and he grew with the boomers, and the boomers' kids knew him too, like me.
Right.
So my mom loved Prince. That was Prince was in his prime in her time.
Right, right.
But I had a different version of Prince, but he still seemed young. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he was definitely
he was
youthful.
Almost like ageless.
Right.
Or he aged slower, so even the kids that got Prince like Sheree took a whole catalog plus a movie plus another movie.
But
plus
you heard
who
what
he was now. You know what I'm saying?
You heard what whatchamacallit said. What was his name? Rick James and them, they said they was playing. Then they said
yeah.
What's his name? Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy story.
Said they played.
Right. He played
so
basketball.
He was an athletic motherfucker with the shoes
that.
On, with the tight
shoes
shit.
On, right. He was
and then he was on stage moving and grooving.
Right.
So
listen,
I don't know
some
what
of
he
the
was.
Most exotic shit
yeah,
I
don't know what he was on. You think he was? You think
old.
He was getting high?
I think he had a natural kind of swag that. If he got hired for anything, it was going to be still amplified, but out of this world.
Right.
It was
that just
so
made it more stern.
Just
like
him. Like,
I'm really that nigga
right,
now.
Like,
I can do this in him, huh?
Right. So but that's what made the story so funny, because at the end of the day, it was a story, and it was funny as fuck, but it was funny as fuck because it was true.
Yeah.
And you would have never known that about Prince, because preconceived ideas about how people are. He loved to make pancakes. That's a quirky personal thing. You see what I'm saying? So he threw all that in there and gave you a whole nother story of Prince. So if you running around thinking he's an athletic basketball player and pancake maker to the assless chaps list.
Yeah.
Rock and roll, guitar player, all around artist, stylist. Style was all his
yeah, he
own.
He definitely had.
And he bagged
yeah, he invented. Yeah, he invented a lot of stylish shit.
He
invented
a
lot of stylish shit.
Men walking around with suits on at the time.
Yeah.
That was totally
big ass.
From them. Yeah, they were wearing
suits,
whatever they wanted.
Zoo suits.
Yeah, as big
perms,
as fuck.
Makeup, what? Eyeliner. They was not. And that was the thing.
I'm not
where
too
they,
woman, I'm not too man.
Oh, that was their slogan?
No, that was just one of the songs. One of the lyrics for the song.
So, yeah, you could tell I ain't never really. You know, Prince was. I was a. Yeah, like you said, you had to be
born in a certain
yeah,
time.
Because I heard Prince, but you know, I wasn't really like on his wave because I was too young. So you know,
right,
that probably was something
you
heard
like,
riding
listen,
in the car, and
you like yeah,
that was
so alright,
but I ain't
right.
I was
for
from
me,
the hip hop era.
We had the
more
VH
than
test H tape of Purple Rain. Like it was music. It was something you had never seen before, and it was way more mature than I should have been watching.
Definitely,
because it was super mature,
emotional.
But they was in the
erotic.
Kitchen cooking cocaine, smoking. So they ain't
right.
No, they said it's a movie.
It was a part of the culture,
right? So it
at that time we
culture,
didn't have
right.
Like now where we have 90 million black artists.
Right. No cartoons. Were
this
on,
was
so
a black man that we had to hold on to, regardless of how he was giving
well,
it up.
Well, even if you think about the era, because you had. had Michael Jackson in the same time, because at one point they used to try to pin them, compare them, but they were two totally different universes. Yeah. And it was neither
one. I was a grown man and I was a young man.
No, they were the same age range.
But still, Mike was advanced.
Mike was coming from a rooted family.
Mike was a kid with contracts and having to negotiate.
That's what I'm saying. He came navigate through the world. Prince was almost like, no one even knew who the fuck Prince's parents was. Like, no one, like, Prince came out of nowhere.
Michael had a whole story from when he was like 6, I think, started. Probably like 6 years old.
He wasn't as, and not saying he wasn't as talented.
So if you know this man from 6,
instruments as.
If he was in from 6 to when Prince probably popped off at like 18, 20 Prince? In that age range.
Yeah, probably. I mean,
so from when Michael Jackson turned 18, the whole world had known this for a this man for a lifetime. And he had a lifetime's experience. So at that, even though they probably was in the same age range, he had so much more that he could let this young, same age man know that, look, I know what you trying to do.
Well,
I can hear it and see it.
When Prince debuted it. Because when Prince debuted it, he was 19. And right. It was in 1978.
So by that time, right Mike time. Was sharp.
Right, because you had a 19-year-old boy who was almost like... Well,
Mike
Chris
was
Brown.
Ready to take over his career at 19. Like, look, I got this.
Well, Prince had his own career already. He never came with a group. Because Prince, you know, Michael Jackson popped off maybe like 1964 with his brothers and sisters. So you're talking about 74, 78. You're talking about 14 years later, here comes this young man, 19-year-old boy, Prince. Right. Now, he's in the 78s. He's 19, so he's old enough. He's just about old enough to talk about the whole set of the 70s.
Right.
He can recall that. Because even that's if you gave a benefit of a doubt that a memory begins and consistent memory start at maybe 10 years old.
Right.
Then he was 10 when 1970 came. So he was in the right age range, because I'm coming in hearing Prince at 2-3 years old. And it's 1980.
Right.
The 80s was his.
Right.
Then the 90s was his as well, but he was growing with the people who were his age and older in the 80s and 90s. You see what I'm saying? So that's when the 80s and 90s kids were getting 19-year-old Prince.
Right.
They were getting 39-year-old Prince.
Getting the opinions of the world that
this
now
is now
knew
the
this
artist
man.
Formerly known as Prince.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So that's a whole...
All the objective opinions that people had about him.
Really outside of hip-hop, for the most part. Having hip-hop in his music, but not turning over to that as if he was chasing the clout of...
That's why...
He was the shit. He was an
mixtapes
artist.
Mixtapes came and was important, because that introduced artists like...
Well,
you know, not the average hip hop. We know once they make the blend, now you may get a Prince lyric over.
You're
maybe,
gonna get a Prince lyric.
You know what I'm saying?
You're gonna get a Prince sound. You're going to hear a joke.
So that's
about
what
Prince.
That's what bridged the
if
gap.
You, if you were
was
black
the
and you hear the sound, what you thinking?
From
Prince?
The coat, no, but from not from the show that made that funny. The culture.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was what? Living Color?
Right. But Living Color, of course, saw that they took that from the
and
performances.
Made it, yes.
Took that from
made it
their observations and said, you know, you notice about it.
He's,
everybody
he's
said,
from
yeah,
our
yeah,
culture.
True, right?
So we
he's
gotta
of the culture
speak
of,
about him.
But this is the thing. He is a pillar of the pop culture that is African-American. That is
the
Black
The things
America,
that y'all emulating.
60s to now.
The black rock and roll. He was that extension to our generation.
He was that and more, because he was a writer. So he wrote songs like for other bands, for other groups. He sold songs. He was, he was willing to go to war with the record company to the point and make it public. He had the courage. He had all those things.
Yeah.
So watching the life and time of him, you kind of show me how we feel. You know, I'm always trying to see how quickly I can get it. I know it's that. That's how quick it can come. Whew. Prince, this is he was prevalent in this time when this artist was prevalent.
Yeah, he definitely.
Now, you ask kids who Howard Hewitt is now, no one would know him. But if you ask anybody
only
who's
a,
in my age range and higher, the next 20 years above that, who Howard Hewitt is, they'll know.
That's
you got to
like,
be a study of music. Like you, if you young, you probably went to school, studied music, right. Or you just into music.
You can like music because it's something that people like, or you can be you can like music because you are really immersed in the art of it, what it does.
Because
like,
it is an art form. A lot of people listen for the beat and the lyrics, but it is a art form technically, sonically. You know, writer-wise, that's a, it's all different types of forms.
And it has emotional control over a human being's spirit. So that's more and bigger than, that's esoteric. Music is esoteric. I thought about it the other day and I felt like, gosh, you'd be so grateful for, and I just was enjoying a song and was like, I'm so grateful for hearing. Like, for people who can't
people
hear,
that don't work.
I feel so sorry that they don't get to hear music.
Yo, that's something that people probably like don't even ponder on.
Yeah, and it just hit me like, and I just like, thank you, Lord.
People
Lord,
take that for granted.
For hearing, being and able to hear.
That is one of the probably wickedest things that,
and all the
that
things
is
that
not
I've,
being spoken
I've heard
upon.
Throughout my life. Now, I'm not talking about people talking. I'm talking about just
I never even
music,
thought about
like,
it in
oh
that
my God,
aspect.
I don't know how I would be if I didn't have music to heal me. Like, if I couldn't hear music. If
I guess you go,
it.
You
like,
vibe, it's
I find
a vibration.
Singing.
I guess it's the vibration.
Well, probably the vibration probably feels
you know
good,
what I'm saying?
Too,
yeah,
because your
it's
senses
the
go up. You know, and that's just how
thing
beautiful
for
the human body
it's
is,
the
that they're able to enjoy
like, they
the
could
vibration.
Probably feel that.
And that's probably
that
the core of what I'm feeling with having hearing. If I didn't,
you
I was
hear the
it would
sonic
still resonate,
vibration.
Right? The chord of it all. So it's still. I hope that they do get to feel some
yeah,
sort of.
Yeah, I think that, that's a, that's
music.
Something I definitely want to look
do.
Into.
When
and
I
probably
people,
like
people
have
be
a.
Able to hear
if
and
I could help
for the first time, I think.
Yeah,
it's
I would.
The most glorious,
if I could help.
Like that's what human beings are supposed to be.
Deaf
doing.
People or
that's what
yeah.
we're supposed to be spending our time doing. Making it so that
at
people
least,
can enjoy these beautiful things
at least
that are. You know?
Allocating some time to it. Because like you said, that is a curiosity that you have and that some people
I mean,
may
when you
have
listen
as
to
well.
Music, don't you get goosebumps? Don't you if you listen to the right music, you can heat up. You can cool off. You can like music is and it's not just for me the words are great, but you can the words can mean anything. That's why when people be like, I only listen to secular music, I find that to be disturbing because there are so many beautiful songs that can be in put in place with exact words to God. So for you to separate your music like you're praying and singing to God and that others
this
are not
is a
brainwash.
Yeah.
It absolutely is because I can turn a song into a song for God and be proud to in front of God that is not gospel.
Yeah. Even some most horrendous
yeah, yeah.
gangster
saying
shit is like
shit. Yeah.
they saying that because of painful and you know what I'm saying in
it's
the environment
they, yeah it's
that's
still the
deep
truth.
Yeah that's
it's still
that's
something
yeah
that
that's
is
deeper
a,
than
is
some
gospel
yeah that's deep, deeper
that
than gospel
gospel if you want to say because gospel has a different meaning from it being a form of music. So
right.
that to me is like, okay, I'm talking about God. But if I didn't think you were talking about God and I thought you was talking about your next door neighbor, it would seem so.
Gospel music is somewhat kind of like what the most traditional forms is like chanting for Jesus
right.
and God.
And
it's like a Jesus chant. It's like
yeah.
you cheerleading.
When they started making music out of it.
Cheerleading, 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 and confessing your love.
Right. And that's the same
thing. And that's cool, but this
listen.
Brother that's been in a murder and got pain and he's remorseful and he's sad and wondering where's my dad. It's like you can't hear the beauty and the gospel and that. It's like he y'all need each other because you don't even know about that side and he could show you and
right.
protect
the
you. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's deep.
Especially when you look at it and be like, oh, you separate music, but you sitting here eating up the lifestyle and culture that is hip hop. Like a buffet dinner.
Definitely remix the
okay.
culture in the church.
You ate it as a whole.
Y'all definitely bounced it.
Yes,
flipped
you took
it,
a little bit of dabbled it
put
into
put some
your
spin
gospel.
On it. Got built some studios.
So it's just interesting to look at it and be like, wow, that's like, interesting. I mean, if you feel like you
definitely more studios built
for God, then great. But most songs can be put into because
now you got gospel music
God
that's so hip hop.
Yeah,
that is
right.
just like, whoa, that sound like.
Not,
whole,
like not gospel
like,
right
Like, oh, what is that? It's hot,
truth.
Though.
Your truth. Keto Heaven. Family stand.
You know what I mean? I hate, like, you got an artist called Lecrae. His joints is, he's straight up faith-based, but it's real hip-hop.
So, okay. Even this was, now this came out, this is CC Winans, Heaven, right?
Yeah, this was definitely
was, at the time when it came gospel. Out, considered to be very edgy.
Yeah.
Because it was using beats. It wasn't using the sound of the church instruments. So they went up with the time because times was changing. And these sexy faces at me. I tried to talk and not giggle.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but it was like radio play. You weren't here at Gossip Pool in New York City except on Sundays. For real. But this was actually getting play on Kiss and BLS on Mondays and Tuesdays in the morning and the afternoon. I remember brushing my teeth for school. Right. And this is
that's why
Kiss.
They broke so big, because it broke out like it was gospel, but it was like boom, you could flip this to mainstream.
Yeah, like okay.
Because it had a little sexy, sultry to it.
Tambourine kind of music. You know what I'm saying?
Cause it has the faith message, but it's a little more.
But it seems
so true.
Right, like there's something about the sound. Yeah. See, that's what I mean about the words. Cause even though we know they're talking about heaven, something in the beat, something in the way that's clicking.
It's erotic. It's just like erotic.
It's like a different kind of energy with all that, from you would think what you think prayer is, which is stillness.
It's almost
this
danceable.
This is something where you want to be like, you know, even if you
it's
were
a
spiritual dancer, like that's what I really want to continue to focus on. It's going back to dancing. I find myself dancing more, which Whammy be looking at me, but I think he digs it because I'm a decent dancer. But he'd be like, why do you do that? I said, because it makes me feel good.
Right.
Music, it don't have to be an orchestrated thing. It's just when you're feeling it. When you're feeling it, you
yeah, it's a vibe.
It's
a vibe.
Like,
it's all about
your
vibration.
It's a vibe that makes you look at things different, smile, breathe, in a way that is not strenuous, which is why hip-hop music is so powerful as far as when it's gangster rap, as far as when it's rap that has to do with the darker side of the struggles. It's harder with R&B to have the darker side of struggles. A lot of times are more about love than they are about the grow-up part. But hip-hop is about the grow-up in it all.
Right.
To me. One of many things, but like the grow-up of it all. You're told to grow up. What was happening. With R&B, it was more about love. You know, being together, being by your side, or being hurt because you're gone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of like country music is. Country music's about the trucks and the girlfriends. And
now they even got a little hip-hop
like,
bounce.
Now they even got a little, right.
Like, yo, I got the donkey talk. I'm not like, what?
So music is not really separative like that. So the whole, it's the award shows and shit, yeah, I guess it's a farce. Because you might have a gospel song that is humongous this year.
Right.
And you might have a hip hop song that's humongous, but of course the hip hop song is going to get more play.
Right.
The country song is going to get more play. But this is getting a great amount of play too. You can't separate music like that. Music has to just, like when we would go places and music would be playing, even at work, people would be like, I hate this music. And all be like, oh God, turn off this music. And when you need to think you need everything off, that's fine. But if you got to deal with music, elevated music, you know, music, for whatever reason, waiting music, for me, it was never an issue to be like, okay, I wouldn't be mad at the music. I would listen to the music.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it didn't bother me that they were playing soft rock pop.
Right, out of your element,
out of my,
people like,
out of whatever my
that,
comfortable element is. Like,
that's
no,
that
whatever
ghettoism.
Is fine.
That's
I'm fine
the,
with
I ain't
it.
Gonna
I'm
say ghettoism because you could be from anywhere. You could be like a rock and roll person. Be like, oh, they're not playing my kind of music. It's like
right. Yeah, I've never been a. That's
not
my
some,
kind
yeah,
of music
yeah,
person.
Yeah.
Like,
people,
I can take it all in.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine.
That's because you like the
experience.
Art form and
yeah,
the
like
whole everything
is.
That goes
yeah.
into it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You
I like could, what it does.
You stripping it. You're a person that'll strip it down.
To its core
yeah,
self.
Yeah, to the writing,
the
to the person,
right.
the emotion,
sound.
the person, like, how did they, even start writing this?
Right.
Where some people don't listen to music like that. They just like...
I feel like music is a village. And it's the only village that everyone is welcome into if they want to be there. No one restricts you from music. You can listen to whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
If you have, that's freedom. Because
now,
you can go places.
Now, we're privileged to
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. But music is not, it can't be contained. So meaning like, as long as one knows, others will know. You see what I'm saying? Maybe with technology, you might consider it difficult.
Because
what I'm saying is, down to the core of no music, if three people are together, they're going to make a sound.
Oh, yeah. One person.
Music's going to happen because
that's what hip hop is. One person
shares.
Is all of that now.
No one is restricted from
you can
music
do the
now.
Beat, hum, sing, and dance.
Dance
and
create
flip.
A whole energy source from that thing.
And create a
together.
Create a
people
group of people that will start doing that.
To themselves by seeing what songs they can recall in their head. Whether they never heard a song in their life on the radio, but their mother used to sing this song, they will sing that music. Music is the village everyone can live in. And everyone does live in. You can hear, you can feel it. If you can feel the vibrations, you can feel the pattern, you're a part of that village. So that's why I was like, I'm a lover of the village. I'm of the people. I know there's pieces of, like, in the music land, there's something totally different from it. Because that's where you travel. That's where time traveling is. That's when you can get the instantaneous resurgence of the moment. Like, I can put myself, right now, listening to that, I can put myself in the back of my parents' white Cadillac going down to FDR on a cool day. Just finished copping some dope from 110th Street. Got $2. I'm just keeping it on.
Right.
I wasn't copping it. My parents was. I'm in the back. Right. I'm 9 years old, 10 years old.
Right. That's real because you painting the picture.
I can see the picture clearly, yeah. And I can feel it as I'm telling you.
White Cadillac. That
I'm
was an error right there.
44-year-old woman, but I'm in the 9-year-old's body. I remember how it felt. It had a song where I was going, what I was thinking. I can tell you, I wanted to see my Nana. I had $2. I'm trying to figure out how I was going to break that down and enjoy it to its top-notch level.
Hey, how am I going to bust this tune
in? And singing this song because it was always... you know we were playing this on radio station. Luther was the man in the 80s at that time.
Luther was Drake like
a
motherfucker.
FDR. I'm passing Bellevue Hospital right now on the water.
Yes.
We're headed to Mount Vernon.
Yes, that's a fire scene because you got to think where their mind state was at to even be doing that.
Right.
Like they could have been doing other shit, but they was trying to get to something. They was on the FDR with the white caddy. What they see, like, nigga, we
got
to go get this, cop that, and keep.
With 5 jumbo gums, 2 10-cent ICs. Listen, I had $3.
Right.
This is beautiful.
At that age, $3 is like $100.
I'm telling you, the brown small bag, honey.
You probably thought you had a package.
Remember the candies that had
like,
the gold?
Like, I got a package.
I had a straight package for
I got a package.
At the arcade, the penny candy.
I got a candy package.
I was wondering if I should eat the 4 crab sticks for $1 or buy the candy.
Oh.
You understand? You remember the four
crab sticks?
That was big living.
You was
living
really
too.
Living. You
that
was
big living.
You
was
damn near
limo
living.
Shit, it was just like 50 cents. You know what I'm saying? And my parents told me stay right here, and they going into that building
Mama,
with a man standing outside screaming behind.
What year was this though? What year like?
I want to say myself, just not even looking.
What year
I
was
go
this?
Look, we can Google it.
Nah, don't Google it. Just give me like an off the
I'm giving
cuff.
You 1986.
Oh, 86?
85.
Right, we're
going to
say 85 range.
85,
that's a good.
86.
85?
Yeah, maybe, no. With 84. The, 84, 85.
Yeah. That's cool, even still.
Than 10, I was already in Eaterwall. That was the show time.
Because you got to think from 85 to 86.
Maybe 83.
Everything was still probably...
83 and 85.
A good movement. It still was the same. It's, you know, everything was... That was kind of a changing point for... Especially in the hood. That was a changing point, like 84. Shit was definitely clicking. If you had a little gumption, a little hustle, and you was... You know, clicked up. You was definitely moving around the city. getting to something or trying to make it happen. That was a powerful time. You know what I mean? That was a powerful time in the ghetto. Even though we wasn't really seeing what we needed to see, but we were seeing something. You know what I mean? It was some type of... It was money moving. It was money around 86, in the hood at that time.
And listen, videos, a lot of cash flow. Videos had just started coming out.
There's a lot of cash flow, so yeah. Getting high
Let's
was like...
the wire time.
Yeah.
Shaka Khan, like where cocaine was crazy.
Yeah, Dapper Dan was fly.
Yeah, they were coming out of the heroin shit because right. They realized how bad that shit was. And New York City was AI.
Dirty.
What?
Filthy, but it was so much piles of money.
It was piles of everything.
If you was a nigga that was just in it, you was getting something. You was coming home happy out of that depression from the 70s when niggas wasn't
no
was niggas was getting high. Yeah. Niggas wasn't getting
the
nothing.
War,
you know what I'm saying? Niggas,
back.
It was a lot of murders and a lot of people was getting locked
Son
up.
Of Sam,
you know what I'm saying?
Happening. You know they coming out from the gangs in New York time.
Yeah, a lot of
like,
a lot of fake gangster shit was going
was
on. Then
people were still coming into the country like that at that time
with that mindset, like, oh, I could take over,
well.
I could
yeah,
get my drugs in here.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So,
heroin
when that
was more harder to get than crack, when
yeah.
crack came,
it was like, oh, okay, now it's
fuck,
even
fuck,
now.
Fuck.
Now I could,
like, what, 88 when crack really hit? Because right now, in this time space, they're free basic, okay.
Right.
This is the era of spoons,
yeah.
cooking it up.
Because that's what brung it down so quickly.
Paper.
It's like
right.
your money had to deplete if you was in this because you ain't have the money for
it. Right, you didn't, exactly.
So that's what
Don't
took shit from
right, this is
quick.
The, right, because
it took you
crack,
down
because like
you ain't had that bankroll.
That was going from, it's like taking, the best way I can look at it is like going from mashed potatoes that you got to make with potatoes. To mashed potatoes,
instant
mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
It went from cooking up to crack.
Right.
Instant. You ain't gotta share with nobody. You ain't gotta put
you
no money
go
together.
You just go home and act like you ain't even got it. Like, oh no, I'm going home.
Yes.
See you later.
Separation. Because even when they was cooking, it was getting
you
high.
Had to get in.
Yeah, the
like, look, I got
10. Powder.
You.
Right.
What you we gonna do?
225. And don't fuck this up.
Now you can like, oh, I got $2.
Peeking at the door, seeing them, then they laughing, everybody got a beer, and then we in here enjoying Prince. You understand
nice.
What I'm saying? So I
yes.
remember the music, my parents loved music, it was everywhere. You see what I'm saying? My grandfather's house was jazz music all the time, that was what he went to bed to. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So music was all we heard. So I remember when hip-hop came out, I remember hearing that at an age where I was absorbing it. Probably I was born. So that was the new thing. So they were all into that as well. Like what that was doing. But they were still coming out of disco. And they were still coming out. And they were still flowing with R&B. See, R&B has managed to last. Because it really is a gift.
Shit, I think my mom's probably never liked hip-hop. Only probably like until like... You know what bridged the gap for our elders and our parents? Was LL. He kind of like opened the door for the elders to be like, okay, now I can kind of fuck
right
with that
age.
Shit.
He was the right
you know what
age.
I'm saying? He not really getting crazy.
Before LL, baby. We gotta
my
go back.
My
we gotta
mom's
go back
never
to...
liked hip hop.
Yeah, but she
LL probably
she,
was
no,
the one
that, like that
opened
age
the door
and down of hip hop.
She wasn't with the older hip hop like Furious. None of that shit. She wasn't like she was more. This disco and that all that furious
disco.
Shit. She was like, them niggas was little niggas to her.
See,
they was little
She's
niggas. Like,
the R&B
fuck
era.
Is y'all talking about?
Right.
White line,
with,
fuck that shit. We
right.
getting high for real.
No, listen, she was liking that too, but that was
that era. Them niggas was getting high for real. So they was babies playing. You know what I'm saying? They was...
What do you mean? With the Furious Five and the
Just
White
that
Five?
Era of the youngsters.
But
they was honest, still youngsters to them. Because they was really in the streets. Our parents was really in that.
Right. But that's really...
So
true.
Whatever they...
Because White Lines, I remember...
Yeah, that's us. That's not them. That's what I'm saying. That's not our elders. They wasn't with that. That shit is still... Like, right now, you could ask an elder of yours, like... was that popping. Only if that was popping, they was trying to be young. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't with that. You know what I mean? They wasn't with that. They wasn't with it. It took our generation to bridge the gap with the kids and the whole family in hip hop. That's our generation. You know what I'm saying? That's our generation. Probably your parents was probably in the hip hop because they was in the Bronx.
Your parents, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Harlem, Harlem hip hop was like more disco, and it was more.
Right, because them being from Harlem, y'all had you guys always.
Yeah, you gotta think of the younger hip hop. You gotta think of the younger artists from hip hop.
So that's interesting that you said that. Yeah,
it was a Bronx thing. Yeah, it was definitely a Bronx thing. Yeah.
Because, you know what I mean? That's true that you say that, because I remember being
the hip hop in Harlem was more different. It wasn't rappy. It was the poppy, more disco. Yeah, I said it. You know what I'm saying? It was that era that came to our existence.
I don't know about that part. I just think that you're right. Maybe in a sense that being 1983 and being so brand new to the Bronx and that time in New York City, people weren't as able to communicate and share, and for it to grow that fast, it grew considerably fast, but had they had the technology we have now, it would probably have exploded quickly. Right. Or instantly, but like you said, people were still separated by
boroughs. It was definitely a different factor.
That's just like here, like you think about DC. DC has
go-go
music, right?
That
so I can see people that different styles of music taste.
You gotta think
but
DC.
All having new versions, because remember at one time it'd be like, yo, my cousin from Long Island, my man so and so from Long. You hear those stories where somebody traveled and came back with that music.
That's why it's still moving now, because it's still little places where they got a little tweak of something that nobody never even sonically heard. It's like
you can resurrect catalogs, because that's what I mean. Definitely trying to.
You gotta think like somebody right now in probably like, let's say, Kentucky right now got something that 2 years from now is gonna be like,
but see,
what is that?
Like, if you wanna really be a lover of music, if you really enjoy music to its fullest potential, you can go backwards. You go forward and backwards, because
you have to.
You have this music that you know,
it's an art
that
form.
You recognize, that you grew up to, that wasn't your choice of music. It was your parents' choice of music, the environment's choice of music. Before you had a choice of music, you were exposed to some sort of music. Or at least I was.
Yeah.
So there was a time where I
and our culture. Song, that's right? Our culture. Yeah, that's what's so strong about our culture.
I think with white people,
because some cultures is not like that. Yeah.
That, right?
It's not no music playing.
That.
It's not none of that.
We've always had sound. We've always had, you're right.
Yeah,
New York,
definitely. Because like I said, the hip-hop that your parents probably is familiar with was brewing in their neighborhood. And then in Harlem, they probably was getting pieces. Yeah, so they was doing the DJ was more of the artist. And it was more popular, like a mixture of something different, which we got now. It's like they took that hip hop
in the Bronx. Niggas was suited.
They was rapping. They had these niggas had suits on, and they was in the bars doing the same thing, but it was just a different element to it.
Yeah. That he was in the Bronx, and then we met Ray John Chung and all that. He was in. Honestly, Manhattan.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's out of his element. You
right.
know, that's just two different boroughs. But right. back in that era, that was.
It wasn't like the internet where it was speedy.
Right,
it was like, oh, you got it yesterday. Nah, it probably took 8 months to know. Oh, shit, you heard that shit?
Right.
What them niggas doing over there on the concourse? Nah, I ain't never heard of that shit.
Right,
that's what
exactly.
The tapes got valuable. And now it's like, oh.
People like that with Ron G and King Capri. You had that.
You got people that in this world that never heard Ron G to this day. That's probably in China getting familiar with that. First tape right now, like, oh shit, what is this? What is he doing? This is magical. You know what I'm saying? It's still, that's what's so strong about our culture, that it's still having the same effect that you got. Somebody's getting that same effect right now, that when you first got drawn into it, they getting that somewhere. like, oh, what is this? This is a magical thing. Like, it's a mixture of everything. That's why sampling in out of state, out of this country, like, sampling is so big, because it's still that element that we first got hooked to is not gonna die.
We have a lot of song genres, and hip hop is growing and continues to be like that, but right now, as it stands, the champion of lasting in music is R&B. R&B is immortal. It'll never ever stop. It doesn't matter how much money they've made, money longer. That will never go anywhere. Singing, R&B music will never die in our culture.
Yeah, just because it's formatted.
Because that's hip hop's mom.
Like,
that's the case.
You got to think, how do you get R&B?
How do you get hip hop?
No, what I'm saying is
R&B.
No, what I'm saying is, how do you get it?
What do you mean R&B?
Like, how do you get the R&B? How did you get your R&B when you first got it?
Radio, record.
Stop. Keyword. You see that platform?
Right.
That platform is there for it to never go, because that's why we have it. That's why it's still going, because as long as there's radio, it's always R&B transmitted. So it's always been happening. The transmission of R&B never went off, right? Like, the switch never cut off.
Now, this is Frankie Beverly and Maze. And, like, you know this song, don't you?
Not really. I'm not that, you know what I mean? I'm a hip-hop
man. You are a hip-hop man, right? And I'm an R&B woman. And that's a good thing, because...
And, like, I'm not a hip-hop guy. It's just that I didn't grow up in that time to care about it.
But you see how quickly the difference is, Daddy? We are only, what, 3 years apart?
Yeah.
That's how time sped up.
But even somebody probably that's in my same age range might be the same way. Like, oh, I'm just grew up in the R&B
band.
You know what I mean?
Man.
Yeah.
Man is
nah,
R&B.
But he's way older than me.
That's what I'm saying.
But even what I'm saying is, it's probably somebody that was born the same day as me and still might be.
And be a hip-hop lover? No, R&B?
Right.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
definitely.
Yo, this is just my flow.
This
like,
is just my thing.
I
this
like
my
this
vibe.
Sound. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, that might just be their flow. You know what I mean? Because I like R&B. It's just something that I was never nurtured in. You know what I mean?
And that's okay.
I never was nurtured in that.
You got me.
And
so
it's probably... It's kind of crazy. It's probably just like I never opened my ears to it, I guess, because, you know, everybody had the same radio station, the same way. So how could I not have been... You know what I mean? Introduced to this, but you know, I probably went away, and that's where I probably got my craft of writing rhymes. Cause it's like, nah, I'm over here. I probably didn't want to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? I probably didn't want to hear this. Like, nah, I'm going outside or I'm going to play. I don't want to hear that. That's putting
me
to sleep.
I don't know how I ended up.
You know what I mean?
Right, you always fall asleep.
Yeah,
when
so
go
I probably walked away. Like, yo, I don't want to hear this. This is getting me in a mood that I don't want
to
be in.
Jazz as a kid with my grandfather. Like, that's what we did. I had a radio. Like, I loved to lip sing. It was just always there. Records. My mom sang, so that's why I guess I'm just a lover of music.
Yeah.
Yeah. All music. Any music. But everybody has preferences. Yours is just hip-hop. That's not yours.
I hope y'all enjoyed the conversation. Come back, stop back next time for more exciting topics, conversations, reviews with music and more. This is Money Stacks, your host of the Money Stacks podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Appreciate it.